This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello, my angels, and welcome back to Positively Patty, your personal growth bestie. Today, I'm going to be talking about self-care. Self-care is literally the best. Obviously, you know that already. But today is currently Friday, and the weekend's coming up. So I figured it'd be a great time to remind you of some really easy ways that you can relax, unwind, and take some time to care for yourself and treat yourself with love. Show yourself that you're here for you. And always remember that you are your number one best friend. You are the one that's going to always be here for you. So it's so important to nurture that relationship with yourself and be able to feel comfortable in your own skin, feel comfortable being alone and spending time with you. So let's get right into it. The first way is probably the easiest way that you can give yourself some extra love, and that is by letting yourself wake up naturally in the morning. Without having to set an alarm, just let yourself wake up when you're ready to wake up. And if you want to keep sleeping, keep sleeping. Honor your body's cycle, rhythm, and need for sleep. Sleep regenerates us. We literally heal our bodies in our sleep. We refresh ourselves completely. So if taking a couple extra hours is going to give your body what it needs, do that, especially on the weekends, especially on days when you don't actually need to be up for something. Try scheduling your appointments a little bit later in the day. Give yourself that extra time to wake up naturally and have time to get ready in the morning without having to like rush and run out the door. Tip number two is to eat a nutritious meal for your first meal of the day. Whether that's breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever your first meal of the day is, make sure that it's giving you the nutrients that your body needs. Take your vitamins, take some kind of additional supplement that's good for you in some way. It doesn't necessarily matter how effective something is. If you think it's healthy and good for you, and you are doing that with the intention of taking care of yourself, it's going to have a positive effect because our minds are more powerful than anything. And if we feel something is really good for us and we're putting in the effort to do something that is good for us, that is going to boost our vibration. That's going to make a huge difference in our lives. Because your first meal of the day, that is what your body is going to automatically use and absorb for energy. So you want to make sure that it's something that's going to give you that good, clean energy and raise your vibration. If you want to do a quick Google search, there's certain foods that have a high vibration within themselves. This is like fruits and vegetables, things that are very, very natural, very, very unprocessed. They just naturally have a higher vibration. So eating things like that will give you a little boost. And it's not to say that you can't eat the other stuff. It's just to say that you should always include a good amount of high vibe foods in your diet, especially for the first meal of the day. Tip number three is going out in nature. Going out, looking at the natural colors, the sky, that is so soothing for our eyes, for our minds, and for our soul. Because when you're going out for a walk, when you're enjoying nature, you focus on that. You look at all the beauty around you. You're not sitting here on your phone texting. You're actually observing the world around you. All these colors feel so good to look at, especially if you live somewhere tropical like I do. It's so beautiful to go outside. We are connected to nature. So when we take that time to tap back into Mother Earth, look at the beautiful trees and the grass, this just gets us right back into the energy we need to be in. Tip number 4, read a book or listen to an audiobook. Even if you do choose to listen to an audiobook, don't try to multitask. I love listening to audiobooks because I get to listen to them while I'm driving or doing something else, and it feels very productive. But when we're doing this for self-care, you don't want to have all these distractions. Pick a good book that's going to make you feel good. Maybe it's a self-development book. Maybe it's just an entertainment fiction book or something that you want to learn about. Anything that interests you, but give it your full attention. Sit and read it. Listen to it while you're walking outside or listen to it while you're sitting in your room. Don't have all these distractions like trying to do multiple things at once. Tip number 5, you already know, breath work and meditation. Breath work is just a fancy word for breathing. There's, of course, so many different types of breath work. Simply just taking a deep breath in, holding your breath for a little bit, and then exhaling it out with your chest, like an exhale. That feels so freaking good. It balances us out. It calms our nervous system. I love to do this regularly throughout my day. Whenever I'm getting too like worked up with ideas or I'm like super distracted, I like to just say, okay, let me take a deep breath. And that sort of just takes my mind off whatever is thinking and just kind of breathe and relax. Obviously, don't do just one. Breathe, take a few deep breaths, hold it, exhale it, try to clear your mind. Do this for a few minutes and you'll really start to see the benefit of it. And then of course, with meditation, you can literally just sit there and close your eyes and try not to actively think about anything. Just observe the thoughts that go by. Or you can listen to a guided meditation, which is always great. Literally just listen to someone telling you what to do or what to visualize or what to think about. I have a lot of guided meditations on my channel. And I also created an exclusive course called Tune In Divinely Guided Meditations. Any new powerful meditations are going to go in the Tuned In Meditations. Now, I'll still create free meditations on YouTube, but I got a lot of people telling me that they get ads halfway through their meditations, and I don't know how to change that on my YouTube account. So I'm like, okay, let me just add the files onto my course on my website where I can control if there's ads or not, which why would I want ads in a guided meditation? No. But I also create specific meditations for the courses that I have because a lot of these activations need to be very specific. So those premium meditations are going to go into the Tuned In Guided Meditations course. You'll be able to get all the meditations for all of my courses. Tip number 6 is to take a relaxing bath or a shower. I know not everyone has access to a nice luxurious bathtub. If you do, babe, go get some Epsom salts, go get a bath bomb, and take a nice relaxing bath. No phone. If you want to play music, just put on some light piano music, something very subtle. Put some high vibe, high frequency sound music that always relaxes. Don't put anything with lyrics because you don't want your mind to be distracted. You just want to focus on how good the warm water feels, how good everything smells, and it's all about you today. Of course, if you don't have access to a bathtub, that's okay. You can just do the same thing by taking a relaxing warm shower. If you want, you can even get one of those stools that you can use in the shower. So you can sit down and have the warm water all over you. And they actually sell these little shower steamers where you can put it in your shower and it'll like steam it up and smell really good. They make them in eucalyptus, lavender, all sorts of stuff. I found some on Amazon, so they're pretty cool. But anyways, next tip is number 7, stretching or gentle yoga. I love yoga, okay? I love me some yoga. It feels so good. Even if you don't do like a specific yoga flow, you just know some poses and you get on your mat and you stretch. That is so good. Especially because you know where in your body you're feeling tense or sore, and you can stretch those areas yourself. There's so many free stretching videos on YouTube, yoga videos on YouTube, or you can literally just get on a mat or get on the floor and stretch however feels good to you. Tip number 8 is journaling. Journaling your gratitude. Journaling what you are proud of yourself for. Journaling your accomplishments, why you feel successful. All of these things show us appreciation from ourselves. Oftentimes when we're not getting enough love from other people, we think that there's something wrong with them or there's something wrong with us. But really, it comes down to you not giving yourself enough appreciation so other people don't feel the need to appreciate you. Because when you appreciate yourself, other people naturally appreciate you. They pick up on your energy. Take some moments to open up your journal and write down a few things that you're proud of, a few things that you accomplished today or last week, a few things that make you feel successful, happy, proud of yourself, accomplished, things that you're grateful for in your life. All of these things raise your vibration and cultivate that deep appreciation for yourself, which of course is self-love. And number 9, obviously, to conclude our day, have some tea, relax, get in an early shower, do the whole self-care skincare routine, use all of your expensive lotions, use that face mask that you've been saving in your drawer, get on those fuzzy socks, put on your most comfortable pajamas, get some nice tea, get a warm drink or a glass of water, and sit on the couch, sit on your bed, and just feel all the relaxing sensations in your body. Start to wind down. Maybe don't watch TV before bed. Just listen to relaxing music or read a book or listen to an audiobook and let yourself become tired and fall asleep early. I'm telling you, that is the best thing you can do on a Sunday night to start off your week on a Monday. Especially if you have like a traditional 9-to-5 work week. On Sunday, you want to take that time to really relax and wind down and have that time for yourself before you go to bed and wake up in the morning and go back to work. So often, we get so caught up with all the errands we have to do, and then we spend all of our weekend doing these errands and doing our responsibilities, and then next thing you know, it's 10 p.m. on the Sunday, you haven't had any self-care, you've just been working on other stuff, and now you have to go back to your real job. That sucks. That's not fun. That is not cultivating self-love and appreciation. So hopefully these tips were helpful to you. And you're able to take this weekend or any time to just focus on yourself. Take some time where you decide that it's going to be all about you, okay? Whether that's a whole day, maybe just a few hours, maybe it's a whole week where you are going to decide that this week is all about me. You deserve it. Okay, with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you resonated with it, if you thought it was helpful, like it, subscribe, send this to a friend, and let me know in the comments where you're watching this from. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.